32. Work 55 to 32, 32, 32. Work 55 to 32, 32, 32.
Paycheck Advance is offered by FineCo Advance, LLC, a financial technology company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Eligibility and available amounts may vary and are subject to change at any time. For full terms and conditions, visit current.com or call 1-888-851-3177 for more information.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the Mod Philly Lawyer Studio. When winning matters most. WRNB Media. Philadelphia. Philly's R&B station. 100.3
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
This program has been paid for by My Philly Lawyer.
Good morning. Court radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I am your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
We're here. We're live. We're taking your calls. 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly and beyond.
Okay, Buzz.
Buzz. I knew I'd get a buzz out of you this morning.
That was good.
It's a double entendre.
That was okay.
A little French in the morning.
You're in a very good mood today, by the way. How's the house and everything going? How's things? Did you gamble last night and win? What happened?
What's no, I did not gamble last night. Okay. I will be there tonight, though.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
He'll be there.
He'll be there. What are you doing?
VFC. VFC. Valley.
Ah, Forge. Right.
I got some news.
Give him something. Tiffany, what? What we got? Do we have anything?
A breaking story for My Philly Lawyer. We have signed off on a third office. Yeah, My Philly Lawyers. Yeah. As you know, we have our Center City office.
Yep.
We have our Northeast Philadelphia office.
That's right.
And starting December 1st, we open our first suburban office. We'll be in King of Prussia.
In Ooh. KOP.
Directly right. across from the King of Prussia Mall.
Nice.
Right across from Buckman's Ski Shop on 202.
I know where that is.
I know exactly where that is.
The address will be 727 West DeKalb Pike.
Parking
in the park. Yeah, we have our own parking lot. We have dozens of parking spaces.
Yes, you do. Good for you,
and,
man.
Yeah. So,
what prompted this? Why?
Because we have to spread the gospel. Folks are, you know, being represented by others who may not be doing the best job that they can do for them, and I need to bring the message to the people.
All right.
So we're planning to open a number of offices in the area surrounding Philadelphia as well as in the city. So if you're out in the western suburbs or Norristown, East Norton, we're this is a very good central location
for a whole
lot of people. So there you go. 727 West DeKalb Pike. Signage will be going up shortly and the doors will be open.
Good for you. Now you got to fill that office with some people.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we will be hiring some attorneys and some legal assistants.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Hear that?
Yes.
Spread the word.
While some folks are laying folks off and on furlough, Dean is hiring.
There you go. 215-227-2727. If you've got a legal issue today that you need an answer to, Now is the time.
Yeah, any federal prosecutors, there's a job for you.
There is a job.
Yeah. there you go. And if you're bilingual, it's even better.
Now, hold on. By just two languages? What, I mean, these days, the market is Latino, Asian.
Asian, yeah.
That would be really helpful, right?
Yeah, Mandarin. Mandarin-speaking attorneys.
Okay.
Give me a call.
There you go.
Uh-huh. All right. What else is going on? You know, we dug very deep into a topic that is near and dear to me, and that is the most dangerous intersections in Philadelphia. There's this organization, called Vision Zero Philly. And what they envision is that there would be no pedestrian deaths from automobile accidents. They're trying to tackle a very, very serious problem in Philadelphia. In fact, just this week, my Philly lawyer, my organization, unfortunately signed yet another pedestrian death from motor vehicle. A woman was struck. The car hit her and took off. They eventually catched the perpetrator. He was drunk at the time of the it was alleged he was drunk at the time of the accident and took off after striking this woman and killing her. So there are intersections that this organization has identified as the 10 most deadliest intersections in Philadelphia. I'm going to give a few of them.
You're going to go in from top to bottom or from last to first? Or
We'll go from number 10. Well, number 10 is located in the Feltonville section. I used to play soccer at the Feltonville Rec, by the way, just a little side note there. Old York Road and West Wyoming Avenue in the Feltonville-Logan section. Belmont Avenue and West Girard in West Fairmount. 38th and University Avenue in Grays Ferry. North Broad Street with West Rockland in Logan. 59th Street and Lancaster Avenue.
Stop.
Overbrook.
I used to live here.
Yeah?
I saw some of the worst accidents you ever want to see at this intersection.
Yeah.
They're not lying.
It's a high crash corridor because there's heavy pedestrian activity.
Yep.
And it increases the risk of pedestrian accidents.
I've seen all kinds of things at that corner.
Belfield and Ogontz, West Oak Lane.
I know where that's at.
North Broad and Vine.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Yeah.
Broad and Vine, come on.
Because, you got 676, you got Broad Street. It's a convergence.
Right, you're trying to go right, left, straight. Yeah, that's crazy.
Bad intersection.
And people.
62nd and Walnut, Cobbs Creek.
Absolutely. That turn. Yep. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of businesses around there. It's a neighborhood, and there's people walking about. 15th and Vine, right outside of the My Philly Lawyer offices.
Well, would you attest to that?
I would. Crazy. There's at least two or three pedestrian strikes a year there that close the neighborhood down, that intersection. And number one for all of Philadelphia is B Street and East Ontario in Kensington, Allegheny. Most crash-prone corridor. Narrow sidewalks, heavy foot traffic, speeding vehicles combined to create a hazardous environment.
Yo, wasn't that crazy? The car that flipped over and went in somebody's crib, crashed into somebody's house. Like, literally, it...
Where?
I forgot.
Is it just happened?
Yeah.
It just happened to...
I got a call from the homeowner.
Yeah. I know you did.
I'm going to actually give him a call back this weekend. But I believe the car went... And you know what? It was driven, again,
by a kid.
Allegedly, right? Driven by a Penn valet service guy.
Wow.
Can you imagine giving your car up to a valet and finding out that it went through the front door of somebody's house?
What in the Ferris Bueller?
And there were people in the house that were injured.
Yes, people were. Yeah. People were in the house.
You can't sit in your home and a car like, just comes through the door.
I'm looking at the news, and there's a big hole in this person's home.
And if they're listening to the radio show, I promise you, I'm going to get back to you today.
You will.
This is a problem in Philadelphia. People are driving. To my eye, people are driving more aggressively right now and have been since COVID for
since
some
pandemic,
reason. 215-227-2727. Have you been involved in any accidents or witnessed accididents? As a child, and we talked about this last week, Manuel asked me,
what is your earliest childhood memory?
Well, we talked about earliest childhood memory, and for me it was being 18 months old in the crib. And he doesn't believe me, but it's the truth.
No, I believe you.
Because anything that's associated with a trauma it can get imprinted in a way that just never leaves you. One other thing that got imprinted as a young boy, maybe I was 11, running through the neighborhood with my bicycle, and I came upon an accident that had just happened. It was an elderly man coming home from synagogue on a Friday night, and he had gotten hit by a car. Hit so hard, he was knocked out of his shoes.
Yeah.
His glasses, I can see them right now in the front hood of the car. I can see, details that I won't even say Saturday morning, but that it was horrific. Cars can do so much damage to the human body, obviously. Yeah. We have to do better at being safer in the city. And so this Vision Zero priority is geared towards that. Well, my Philly lawyer took it one step further. We analyzed all of the accidents and intersections in the city of Philadelphia and found intersections that they missed.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the 15 intersections that my Philly lawyer found that were not included in Philly's Vision Zero plan. And I'll start at number 15. Island Avenue and Lindbergh Boulevard. I can't tell you how many accidents I've represented people at in that area.
I've been on there. I can see why.
Yeah. Here's one, my old neighborhood when I was living in Manayunk.
Me too.
Henry Avenue and Walnut Lane.
No dispute there, pal. right?
Yeah.
Right?
Because it comes down, Walnut Lane comes down in a big high hill to Henry Avenue. People lose
flying.
Control. Yeah, and people lose control, and they just go right into Henry Avenue, T-bone somebody, knock them into the woods, and it's all over. It's all over.
That's real.
Let me tell you something.
It's by the golf course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And how many attorneys could know the city as well as I do? I mean, I've lived everywhere. So, that helps. It helps when you have counsel who is familiar with your surroundings and environment.
That's why we get along. Yesterday on my 2 days ago on my show, I listed every address I've ever lived in Philadelphia. And I said, guys, I've lived everywhere. I had 15 different addresses, eight different zip codes.
In the last few years.
But you learned the city. My father was a postal worker.
Yeah.
He knew the city, every zip code by heart, and he drove everywhere.
My daddy was a taxi driver.
Get out.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's why we get along simpatico, I'm trying to tell you. But these intersections, man.
They're crazy.
And I've been to all of them, and I can see why.
Yeah. Aramingo and East York. Now, these are intersections we found that even the experts in the city couldn't find. And some of these are pretty high up on that list. These aren't just one and done kind of intersections. We found intersections where there were four or five fatalities. Castor and Aramingo. Rising Sun and Adams.
Absolutely.
Is that crazy?
Every single day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to go right by there all the time.
Guess what?
I would take Tookany Creek Parkway up that way.
You had a case a long time ago on that intersection.
Bro, there's not an intersection in the city that I haven't touched. There's not one. Yeah. I mean, these other attorneys, they can, whatever.
No, you really did a thorough job here because you mentioned 59th and Langston. That's right, a block from Overbrook High School. And growing up there, I saw some of the most horrendous accidents. Yeah. You wouldn't think that would be on everybody's radar, but, man, you covered that one, too. And these others, I've been to so many of them. You're absolutely right. I've seen accidents.
9th and the Boulevard. When you come, you're coming off the expressway, and you're coming 60, 70 miles an hour off the expressway, and then you hit 9th Street, and it kind of comes off on an angle. 9th comes off on an angle there. Yep. And you know, if you don't see the cars coming across and you're just coming, and then the outer lanes come in, or the inner lanes go into the outer lanes, or the outer to the inner, I don't know. There's a crossover
there.
Those crossovers are killers. Killers.
People don't know how to cross. Folks don't know how to merge.
Yeah.
They don't know how to approach a merge either.
No, but when you cross in from the express to, you know, or even from the local to the express, you got to use those mirrors, and everybody don't really understand.
And you got to keep up with the rate of speed.
Speaking of merges.
People don't know how to merge.
Yeah. I merge at the end of the merge, at the last opportunity where there's an opening. I do not impede anybody, but I take the full merge lane. There are cats who want – the guys who are in the lane that's getting merged into, they want you to merge like way back. They're like, if I had to wait, you have to wait. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a merge. I'm going to merge at the last opportunity that I can merge safely.
Now, you're talking about coming on.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about as you approach a merge, if you see the merges on your right, move to the left lane. If you see the merges on your left, move to the right. Get out of the way. Allow people to come on.
Yeah.
The other thing I do, because I'm like you, if I'm behind somebody and you're just not seeing a break, I'm cutting behind you. I'm cutting to the other lane automatically. I'm getting in. I'm flowing.
Yeah.
But everyone doesn't have that same driving skill set.
That's the other thing. Flowing. That's the word for today. If you can flow into traffic and you're not impeding anybody, then you flow at the last opportunity to flow.
You know, they get this idea from your veins and everything in your body, folks. Like your blood flows through your body in veins and arteries. That's the way the traffic is supposed to flow.
215-227-2727. Come on. You got legal issues or questions. Sarah's sitting back there taking notes right now.
There are people listening to that.
She's coming in with a whole bunch of, you know, questions. I know it.
Y'all know you've had accidents at these intersections. You've seen accidents at these intersections. Come on. You've driven them. Call me. Call us. Call Dean.
The top three most dangerous intersections in Philadelphia that Zero Vision Philly did not get right. 1, Roosevelt Boulevard and Grand Avenue.
God, yeah.
2, Roosevelt Boulevard and Red Lion. 3, Roosevelt Boulevard and Cotman. Is there a common denominator there?
Keep going. Maybe it'll click.
Could it be Roosevelt?
And then number 4, Roosevelt Boulevard and Masher. Number 5, Roosevelt Boulevard and Levick. That was my old stomping grounds. I used to go to the Hot Shop at Roosevelt and Levick. If anybody remembers the Hot Shop at Roosevelt
Levick,
what was
the Hot Shop?
You got to call. That's the name of it.
But what was it?
Well, it was a hamburger joint.
Okay, the Hot Shop.
Yeah, Hot Shops with Ed, 2 P's.
That sounds so Archie and Jughead. I went to the Hot Shop with Betty and...
I used to get a burger for a quarter. Fries were a quarter and sodas were a quarter.
Mm.
My mom would give me a buck and I would
feast.
You'd
be good.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Y'all just don't know.
Roosevelt Boulevard and Ron. Roosevelt Boulevard and Welsh. Roosevelt Boulevard and 9th. My Lord, the top 8
Stay off
spots.
The boulevard.
Can I ask you a question? What do you see most when you're traveling through Philly these days that as a kid I never saw? Do you know what a sleeping policeman is?
An actual sleeping policeman?
Yeah.
Sleeping in his van? I've seen that. What are you talking about?
No.
If you lived
in Jamaica, okay, that's a common term in Jamaica, sleeping policeman. And if anybody's from Jamaica listening today, you know, they know what I'm talking about, okay? It's that speed bump or speed cushion that you have to go over and it slows you down. It's a traffic slowing device.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Speed bumps, speed
cushion. Okay, they're called sleeping policemen in Britain and in Jamaica.
Listen to our sophisticated, well-traveled host.
Okay, so I never saw them in Philly, but they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I was going through some neighborhoods the other day, and they're there. And so that's a creation of this What's it called? Zero Philly. Envision Zero Philly.
Zero Priority. Vision Zero Priority.
Vision Zero Priority. There you go. I've already forgotten the name of it because they messed up, so I had to straighten them out. Vision Zero Priority, starting in like 2015, they started to make these available around the city, and they've become fairly popular. And in fact, there's people are requesting them in their neighborhoods. They haven't been able to catch up and actually put them in the neighborhoods. I don't know what they cost, but, you know, my Philly lawyer would buy 10 of them for the city of Philadelphia if they reached out to me next week and said, hey, Dean, live up to your promise.
You heard that.
I mean, how much can they cost? And, you know, a couple $100 each? They're little rubber things that you put down on the street.
Well, here in Philly, you know, Carlton Williams and the streets department, they're the ones responsible for making sure everybody's got these speed bumps. Everybody wants them in these neighborhoods. The kids are playing in the street. Cars are zipping down these little tiny streets. And, you know, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I can understand it. You know, it's a nuisance for people that like to drive like us, but
Sense. But, no, it makes sense. And it slows traffic down. And then, you know, people are concerned, do, like, fire trucks and ambulances. Because if you hit it going really fast, you can tear your car up.
I'm sure it's happened a few times.
But they made them thin enough that a fire truck or an ambulance's track is wider, and they just go over them.
That makes very good sense.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly.
It's funny you said that they made them wide. You know where we get the actual width of train tracks and everything from?
I do not.
Roman chariots.
Get out of here.
To this day.
Get.
I swear to God.
Really?
Look it up.
I believe you. I mean, listen, I believe you.
To this day, that same measurement.
If you're that certain, you've
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, no. You're not catching me today.
Yeah.
You got to wake up earlier in the morning, babe. You got to wake up a little earlier.
Well, we are early.
Now, not as early as we were when we started the show.
Oh, I remember those days.
Yeah, ooh. Sunday morning, 7 a.m.
Like tomorrow with us? Yeah, we'll be on the 7.
We were cracking.
Yeah, that's now been taken over by the breakdown.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
On our Classics 107.9.
7 to 8, we own it.
All right, there you go. You can have it.
That
was an early, early moment. Yeah.
The only good thing about that time of day for me right now is the Uber prices are cheaper, much cheaper on a Sunday morning.
Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No one's going anywhere. They're in the teens.
I mean, you know, because pricing is about demand
and
when it comes down to ride shares.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this now for about a month. They all say the same thing about sporting events. The city needs to have a ride share lane just for them so they can get the people because the congestion
is ridiculous. Are there that much? Are there that many ride
shares? Yeah, these folks aren't driving. They all ride sharing.
Wow.
Yes. So think of it as the same as the taxi lane at the train station. They need that for ride sharing. Mm-hmm. They really do.
All right. Maybe Vision Zero Priority can take that under consideration.
Are you listening? Is this thing on?
215-227. By the way, the Phillies are playing today, and I'm a little fearful. Yeah,
what?
I'm a little fearful. Well,
it's Red October, baby.
Yeah, I understand. But last year, they were also in the bye, and they came out cold as a stone.
Well, and
the Dodgers are hot, and you got
Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani is starting. Look at Dion. Dion's so excited. He's flipping
Dion
out over there.
The parlays. Let me tell you something.
But, what's interesting is Shohei is starting, first of all, and they haven't, you know, Shohei is – has been clearing the Phillies out.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I'm a little concerned.
You should be.
You know,
and here's why. Tactic. What have I been saying since last year? They can only play. They can't play small ball.
Yeah.
If they're not knocking out the park, they ain't winning. So when you get into a 5-game or 7-game series with great pitching, they'll take the Phillies out.
We're going to see. All right. I don't want to give them too many bad, vibes.
Here's what baffles me, and Bent Rock brings this up. When it comes to the Eagles, I've never heard fans complain more in my life. They're 4-0, and they're complaining. A.J. Brown complaining.
They don't like the way they're winning.
They don't like the way they're winning. Win, baby. It's football.
One thing that nobody is bringing up, and I'm surprised it's become a sports show, one thing that nobody has brought up, right?
Even though, listen, This became a sports show. You know why?
Why?
Because I dare you to call Morgan or Law Dog and have them talk to you about Philly sports, because one's in Florida, the other one's in Arizona.
They're like, and, oh, those Miami Dogs.
Yeah. Damn thing.
Yeah, they don't know a damn thing about Philly.
They don't know these streets.
No, they do
what?
Not. Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Let me ask John Morgan to find B Street and East Ontario.
Everybody in this studio.
What?
First of all, ask me what part of town it's in.
I'll get back to you.
Everybody in this studio, Dion included, we don't need GPS. We know every place on this list.
Yeah.
Every spot.
All right. We got a caller, guys. Yeah. And we're going to come back to the sports trivia in a moment. But line one, Howard, welcome back to Court Radio.
How you doing? I was listening to your show, and y'all was talking about intersections.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't hear the one over there with Henry Avenue, Allegheny, and Huntington Park meet.
I know that. Yeah.
I know that intersection as well.
Mm-hmm. Didn't make the list, huh?
No, did not really? Make the list.
You're right, though. It could be.
Yeah, there's a lot of commercial activity over there, but not as much pedestrian activity.
That's
car accidents. We probably have a lot of car accidents at that intersection, but not car accidents involving pedestrians. And this list was a pedestrian list, Howard.
Okay, because I know pull the block away from
there. Yeah, yeah, yep. There is. You're right. And a lot of, you know, I think there's a hospital
school
over that way, or there was a hospital that way.
It's a Catholic school right there on the corner of Allegheny.
Okay.
And I didn't hear it. That's what I was saying. Was that on the list?
I'll research that for you, Howard. Mm-hmm. I'll report back next time.
Hey, okay, Howard, that was a good call, though, Howard. That was a good one. I'm surprised Broaden Alney isn't on this list.
I am, too.
As busy as that is.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. With all that shopping going on over there.
The buses, the shopping, the students, everything. It's not on the list.
That's where that's where Leonard used to take me shopping.
Yeah.
Remember Leonard?
It's always congested. It's so congested over there that I don't think you could go more than 5 miles per hour most of the time in Broaden Alney.
Margo's calling me. We're on the air, Margo.
Yep. 215-227-2727. You want to comment on today's show or ask a legal question, that's the number to call right now to get live on the show.
Back.
Yes, I made it.
By the way, where's the shirt, Dean?
What shirt is that shirt?
From your new therapist.
My new therapist? Sure. What?
You sent us all a video a couple of days ago.
I did?
Oh, no. Okay, moving on.
Of the new shirt, and the spelling was correct. So for your Pilates? Who is that woman again?
I don't know. Somebody I found on Instagram. I do not know her.
That was cool.
Yeah. Okay. Dion, what do you got on the live for us here? Who's listening? We don't have to. We can incorporate live and terrestrial.
17th.com. Right. So Loretta says, please don't forget about Broaden Alney. Said on that already.
Yep. We just hit that.
Rhonda in Lancaster says, what about these train cars catching on fire?
I missed that.
Oh, the SEPTA.
I missed that too.
SEPTA train cars.
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
They've been catching
Suburban rail cars are like 50 years old is the newest one. Like
The suburban ones?
Yes. And they said that they would like to see them, you know, get all new train cars, of course. SEPTA doesn't have money.
Well, I guess they demanded to have them taken off and them do an extra examination on the cars for safety.
Yes.
And SEPTA's like, we'll do that when we feel like it.
Yeah. Now, they did order them to do some safety inspections.
Safety inspection, but SEPTA
pushed back. Haven't gone so far as to say that they have to replace them, but they have said they have to do an inspection. Yeah.
As a traveled individual, you've ridden trains, I'm sure, in other countries.
You know, it's so funny. I have, but not a lot. And I've been yearning to do a train trip in America.
Like
to go out west on a train. It looks fun.
I've done like East Coast train rides, and it is just to
what
sit
like
back.
You mean Boston, New York, Philly?
No, from Philly to Boston to Philly, New York, Boston, D.C., but where do we go?
I've gone from Philadelphia to Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
that. How's that ride?
Long.
Is it scenic?
That's what, it's scenic, it's long, and I think, you know, what I didn't like about it is, you know, everywhere I think in D.C., they changed the engine. And then in North Carolina or South Carolina, they changed the engine again.
Really?
Right, because they go from electric to gas, you know, because there's no electric.
Interesting.
And then goes back to electric.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
It took a full, probably say maybe 28 hours.
Holy moly.
On
I
train.
Could drive faster in a car.
But that's not why you take the train.
Because of those times that they change the engine,
right.
It takes like an hour to have that done.
Out west, you see the mountains and the prairies and the, you know, whatever.
Home on the range. With the hares and the antelope.
And the little houses.
On the prairie. Right. Okay. The Laura Ingalls running down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready. Folks, we got to take a 2-minute break for our sponsors, probably My Philly Lawyer et al. And we'll be back. If you've got a legal issue or question, give us a call at 215-227-2727. We'll see you back here in 2 minutes. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby, we're back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
This is Court Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Children, this is the place you come for your legal education, perhaps a little entertainment, every Saturday morning. Give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. Plug that number into your phone, and God forbid if you should ever need a lawyer, that's the best number to call in Philly. Yes.
We're talking about the busiest intersections. I used to work across the street at Denny's when it was over there. It's Roddy's is over there. That place was chosen because it's one of the busiest intersections in the country. But no, but didn't make the accident list.
It did not.
And I've, now that I think about it, I've not seen or heard about many accidents here.
Yeah, because you have, well, you do have that bridge that crosses over, so you don't have a lot of people walking on the street to cross.
There we go again. It's pedestrian. Yeah.
Dion, you have your hand raised. The chair recognizes Dion.
Princess.
I like that.
Princess says Oxford and Kenwin Street in the Frankfurt neighborhood.
Oxford and Kenwin?
You would know that better than us.
Well, I know the neighborhood. I just don't know Kenwin. But I could probably, you know, get up on Oxford. Is it near Oxford and Castor in that section?
Maybe. Loretta says, do you remember the 1990 SEPTA crash that killed about 4 or 5 people? It was the biggest one that she'd ever recognized.
I don't.
I remember the subway, the train crash.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't a subway. Was it a subway crash?
Yeah, they had amputated her leg.
I'm talking about the Amtrak crash.
I'm talking about the SEPTA.
Oh, that was a big one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was a huge.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was real big.
Yep. 215-227-2727.
Did you get many of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the Amtrak. Line one, Ernest. Oh, Ernest.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to Court Radio, sir.
Your topic is on point. There's one slight problem is that the city won't get paid if you put sleeping policemen everywhere. And the speed cameras do not read license plates that have the plastic casing over them.
Yeah, you bring a good point up, Ernest, because I see that all the time, and I wonder why those folks don't get pulled over by the police. Like, there should be. Yes, because anything which impairs your ability to read the license is illegal.
Well, I think a lot of folks like us didn't know about this.
Didn't know.
They don't know these cameras that are reading the license plates exist. We don't know. I didn't know.
Well, I'm just talking about what Ernest is talking about, which is the speed cameras and the red light cameras cannot read a license plate if it's impaired by those smoky covers. And they're illegal, but police just don't seem to stop cars. Maybe if they stop them for another reason, they tell them, take it. I had somebody call me say, hey, I got stopped. I got a ticket for this, that, and the next thing. And the cop gave me a ticket because my license was impaired. And he made me get out of the car and rip the plate off right there in front of him. So they occasionally they do it, but you know that's not high up on their list, I guess, Ernest.
They have more important things to do. Also, the asphalt speed bump. You keep calling it the sleeping policeman. The asphalt speed bump that built within the road is better than the plastic ones.
Because
as a plow can go over in the wintertime, it won't disrupt the street or the plow or the removal of the snow.
That's that part.
But the plastic ones deteriorate.
We're gonna find that out real quick.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. If a plow is going to hit the sleeping policeman, will he tear it up if it's just a rubber laydown one?
I saw something last snowfall I never saw before. The plow was coming down. He took out the manhole cover and took it all the way down the block with him.
Wow.
I'd never seen that before. And it took a minute to replace that bad boy.
That's a talented plow driver. Yeah.
If they allow sleeping policemen asphalt type of speed bumps on the boulevard and Broad Street with the signs announced that the speed bumps are coming ahead, it will slow people down. There's the underpass on the boulevard between Levick and I think it comes up out at Pratt, where it's 100 miles an hour for that short period of road
there.
Yeah.
But the speed bump, or better yet, there's even rumble strips.
Yeah.
Rumble strips.
When you go to a toll booth, they have rumble strips to make you slow down.
Yeah.
See, it's not about safety, it doesn't seem like. It seems like it's about getting paid.
Paid?
Contracts, you mean, to do the actual work?
Yeah, well, your favorite subject, PPA.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I see what Ernest is getting to,
the crux of it all.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but rumble strips – rumble strips remind a driver that a toll booth is coming up. It isn't really to slow you down. It slows you down if you want to be slowed down. If you don't want to be slowed down, rumble strips aren't going to slow you down.
Sounds
but a speed
like you're breaking
bump will.
Wind.
Yeah, it's just loud.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. The plow thing is a big deal.
Everything depends on the level of your rumble strips.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Ernest, thanks for calling Court Radio. Have a great Saturday.
Have a great day.
Dean.
Yes, sir.
Are snow plows going to be impaired the more of these
not
policemen
sure.
we have?
I'm not sure.
This is, listen, you know in Philadelphia tactic. Well, you know this too. If you can't plow the streets, people lose their jobs.
And we haven't had a real substantial enough snow to know.
We're
going to
have it this time.
Right. To know
what
if it's going to be
say
an issue.
That?
Farmer's Almanac.
That's so full of it. Give me a break.
I'm sorry, but the weather experts still go by it at the end of the day, and they say we're due.
Line two, Keisha. Good morning, Keisha. Welcome to Court Radio.
Hi, good morning. I was calling in to ask the question about, now, if I was an agency worker, well, I was an agency worker at a school in the cafeteria. Now, what happened was my coworker, she defamed my name, and a result of that, I was fired without being questioned about the situation, without being warned, like anything. I was like just straight dismissed. So my question to you is, will I be able to take that young to court and sue her?
Okay,
for
so
defamation?
Yeah, obviously, if it was a lie, you were defamed and you suffered consequences as a result of that defamation. So why wouldn't you be able to? Of course you would. Of course, you're not going to get an attorney probably to undertake the claim because I doubt that your coworker has sufficient assets that once you get your judgment, you may never collect it. But here's an interesting thing that, because defamation is an intentional act. So even if your nasty coworker had homeowners probably would deny the claim. Homeowners insurance would probably deny the claim because it was an intentional act and insurance doesn't cover intentional acts. So I don't see any scenario where you'd have an insurance policy that would kick in that would pay that. It seems to me like you'd end up with a judgment and that might satisfy you. You might feel good about that, but a law firm needs to know that at the end of the day, they're going to actually get paid. Otherwise, it's all for naught. And they're paying salaries and stuff like that to their workers to get you your judgment, but they never actually get paid on that. So maybe a small claims complaint, just to teach her a lesson. You're limited by the amount of money you can get in small claims. In Philly, it's 12 grand.
So I guess the question is, how much does she feel that she was financially damaged?
Right. Well, it's not how she feels.
It's the reputation.
I mean, she could prove I was making X amount of dollars, and now I'm unemployed, and I don't have that money. So you can ascertain with good certainty what your damages are. Plus pain and suffering. So, you could get to 12 grand is what I'm saying. Right. Shouldn't be a big deal to get to 12 grand. But you have to be able to prove that whatever it is, remember, the truth is an absolute defense to defamation. So, if you open that door, she can try to prove that whatever she was saying was a truthful statement. But if you can prove that it was a lie and that she knew it was a lie, especially that she was doing it for some vindictive reason. She was just looking to hurt you. Then I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get paid on that. Well, at least a judgment.
Right. Right.
So doesn't make a difference if the person knew what they were doing or this person just suspected something and just was tattletaling on something that they suspected.
That's a good question. I think that it wouldn't matter. I think that if it's wrong, it's wrong. Yeah. I think if it's wrong, it's wrong. And if you don't take the time to figure out whether it's right or wrong and you start spreading that rumor, then it's wrong.
Gotcha.
All right, dear. Thank you for calling Court Radio. Good luck with your claim.
Absolutely. Take care.
215-227-2727. Give us a call. We got the answers. Mm-hmm. How about D on line three, Eric? Ooh.
First time today.
Yeah.
Speaking of D, did you follow the Diddy trial?
You mean his sentencing?
Yeah, his sentencing.
Yes, I did.
What did he get, 4 years and two months?
4 years.
I just want you to say it. Perfection.
He hasn't missed yet.
No, perfection.
Every day he throws paper in his trash can to his right and your left.
And his bank every time.
Every time.
Every
he
time
hasn't missed
bank.
Like in a year.
Diddy trial. He got 50 months. I thought it was probably reasonable. I don't think the judge could have given him less. It would have been, nah.
It seems to me that the judge was just splitting the baby. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what judges do.
Right.
That's where it all began with Solomon. Cut the baby in half.
Right.
But I think, you know, what I'm hearing, they're going to appeal the sentence.
They're never going to. It's not going to work. Here's what he's got. He's got 2.5 years. Okay. He's got 50 months. Right. Maybe about 10% off they'll give him, so maybe like 45 months. He's already served 12 months. I think my calculation was it brings him to about 36 or 38 months, and then you get out of prison, federal prison, you get out 6 months before the end of your term to go to a halfway house.
Right.
So he's going to do about 2.5 years in and about 6 months in a halfway house. And maybe he won't even do 6 months in a halfway house, and he'll be done. And so by the time
then he'll be on probation.
By the time they get the appeals filed, let me just tell you, Diddy, if you're listening, you're just burning cash if you take any more appeals. Just do your 2.5 years, walk it off, and be a man about it.
Tell him, Diddy.
Okay?
That's
it.
There it is.
Mic drop.
Do you know him better than which he's speaking?
Yeah. Come on, man. I'll come visit you. I'll bring you some Danish or something.
Oh, stop it. Now, first of all, he's in Club Fed.
Yeah.
He's not doing he's not at Rikers Island.
We don't know where he's going to Rikers Island.
No, we don't know where he is because his lawyers are going to ask the court to assign him to a place soon, and it'll probably be somewhere cushy. The court can input. The lawyer can put his input in. At the end of the day, it's the Bureau of Prisons that decides actually where he goes. So if they wanted to get nasty on him, I guess they could, but I doubt that's happening.
He'll have plenty of money on his books and put money on other people's books.
Of course.
He'll be cool. He'll be all right.
Yeah, two and a half years will fly by.
Yeah.
You
come out a different man.
His philosophy of life.
Things may change.
It'll be an experience.
Yep.
It'll be an experience to draw from. He's still young. What is Diddy? In his 50s?
55, 56, guys?
55.
Yeah.
All right. He'll be out.
He'll be out at 59 or 60 years of age.
No, not even that. He'll be out at 50.
You said he's going to do 2.5, you said.
2.5.
57 years old.
I'm telling you, 30 months from now, Diddy, you're going to be in a halfway house. You know? Right. I promise you. It's not that big a deal, okay? Man up. 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal. Let's talk to John. Oh, John.
John, how you feel today? I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I used to work for a funeral home, and I was hanging up the casket lamp. The outlet was up underneath the casket, and I bent down to plug it in, and one of the guys that worked there, one of the directors that worked there, said, oh, I got free ass. Is that sexual harassment?
Ooh. Why not? Ooh. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made you feel uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it made you feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
And then the director fired me.
Fired you?
Mm. Fired me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got something there, Dean.
I mean, it's one statement, one incident. I mean, again, when the attorneys who do that type of work, and that's not something that I particularly do, but we have a whole cadre of attorneys that we refer to who do. They look for a pattern, a practice and pattern. That's the words they use in their practice. Practice and pattern of sexual harassment. A one-off statement may not have sufficient strength to be the basis for a claim unto itself. That's, you know, that would be my hesitation in giving John the green light that, yes, you definitely have a claim. I don't hear a practice and pattern. I hear a one statement claim.
Unless there were others who worked there that have been made to feel that way.
That's true.
And he can find them.
When it brings up another question, when an employer lets you go, even though it can be for any, you know, because it's at will, do they have to give you a reason on why they fired you?
No.
Not even a reason?
No. Hmm. Any reason or no reason at all.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
So he couldn't even prove that, you know, yeah, it was retaliatory.
That's correct.
It wasn't retribution or...
Well, I don't know what he can prove. That you know, therein lies the issue. As they say in grade school, the proof is in the pudding. Okay? And John is going to need to establish a practice and pattern of harassment and sexual harassment in order to use that as a basis for a viable claim. John, I don't know all the facts of your claim, but I will invite you to give us a call during the week at that number, 215-227-2727. We would make a referral to a law lawyer who we've worked with in the past who does nothing but these employment discrimination, wrongful termination claims to see if you have the basis for such a claim. Thanks for calling Court Radio. Have a great Saturday, John.
Thank you.
Line four. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
We're back. My name is Dean Weitzman, and I host Court Radio every Saturday morning with my friends Manny Manuel Glenn, Eric, the Tactics Jackson,
this guy,
Dion,
give him something,
Digital Dion,
all right, yeah,
that dude,
and Sarah Smile. We are collectively known as the Firm. And yes, we're here on 100.3 WRNB.
Also, Classics 107.9.
There you go.
Interesting folks, conversation between the breaks.
If you want to see us and hear us, you can listen and see us live on YouTube every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. simply by going to the My Philly Lawyer website, clicking on Court Radio, and finding your way to the link for our live feed.
Yeah, because those that were online heard that very interesting conversation.
Yes. Yeah, we do a little little convo during the break that live is tuned into because they don't get a break. They have to put up with us for 60 solid minutes. We've been talking about the most dangerous intersections in Philadelphia and an organization, Vision Zero Priority, which has listed 10 of the most dangerous intersections in Philadelphia. Well, my Philly lawyer took it one step further because we're from Philly. We live your life. We feel your pain. Mm.
Drive your roads.
We drive your roads. Mm-hmm. And we know this city like no other lawyer knows this city.
None.
And so I would invite you to go to the My Philly Lawyer website, and you will find 15 additional intersections that only My Philly Lawyer has identified as being dangerous intersections for pedestrians in Philadelphia. I have had the I've had the ability to see this on the ground, having represented many families who have lost loved ones in these intersections. And so I know what I speak about. I live it. I'm here. And I'm telling you right now, if you go to the My Philly Lawyer website, you will find not only the 10 that Vision Philly found,
Vision Zero Priority intersections.
There you go. Zero Vision Priority. But you will find the 15 intersections that my team has identified as well.
And these are good.
Yeah.
These are very good.
And so there you go. We have anything on the live feed, Dion, that needs to be addressed?
Loretta says the corner of 17th near Conlon, there has been 3 fatalities on that corner. No one likes to stop at that stop sign.
17th and Conlon.
Says the area is in the Logan 35th Police District.
Yeah. Logan hits the top 15 list on my list as well, and the top 10 list. It's a dangerous, because there's so many people, you know.
Again,
and
it's all about the pedestrians more than anything else, right?
Yes.
We think just a lot of cars, but no, people.
Yes.
Oh, there's the real rationale behind it.
Yep. And, you know, poor lighting. Dangerously designed intersections. We filed suit against the city and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for intersections where our clients have died because of the design of the intersection.
That makes sense.
Because it wasn't designed for pedestrians to get safely from one side to the other.
That's definitely 39th and Lancaster.
And that's all Roosevelt Boulevard.
Yes.
Nobody is supposed to be crossing
there should
that street.
There should be bridges all over Roosevelt Boulevard.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, you have all. You have the local, and then you have the express on both sides.
Oops. Right.
All four lanes.
You have a very short light to get from one side to the next.
Should they be synchronized on the boulevard, the lights, like they are on Walnut and Chestnut Street?
Should they be synchronized? Aren't they?
Are they?
No.
I don't think they are.
There are sections.
There are sections that are synchronized, and then you get to another section, and it's not synchronized.
Know what you should do?
I should do what?
Challenge the dog and the McGlong guy to Philly Jeopardy.
that's short.
That's going to be a short game.
That's a short series.
Okay, a long family feud. I don't know.
That's a short game.
That's a short game. Wouldn't last long. Huh?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know, one of them won't even
show up.
Yeah. He doesn't take a call. You know, I mean, because there's been reports that, you know, those guys really aren't here and they just have a wheel in their office in, let's say, Arizona. And the phone rings from some poor schmuck in Philly who's been involved in an accident.
They're brought in Ontario.
And they spin the wheel. And then up comes the name of some local attorney who you may not know at all, may not have the credentials you want them to have. And your case is assigned to them.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works. They spin a wheel. And whoever comes up, they get the referral. And so you're not seeing the dog.
These lawyers that come up, do they pay a percentage to?
Of course they do.
The wheel guy?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
The wheel guy gets a cut. Right?
The wheel guy gets a cut.
All right.
Yeah.
The wheel man.
And so that's how that works. And so you should know that not all people who advertise, such as My Philly Lawyer, And by the way, I've been getting some positive feedback from our new commercials. People have seen on ESPN.
I hear it all the time.
BET. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to hear that. But not everybody who advertises actually got boots on the ground. Not everybody who advertises grew up and went to school at Spruance and then Fells Junior High and Northeast High School and Temple. No, not everybody understands.
Got a burger from the hot spot.
Hot shops.
I'm sorry, the hot shop.
All right. We're all out of time, folks. We'll see you next Saturday. Same time, same place.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.
The views and opinions expressed.